Well, praise the Lord. Welcome back. This is Pastor Steve Akers. This is Word and Power Ministries, and this is Changing the World Broadcast. And I'm glad you're tuned back. We had a good time last week, and we're going to have a good time this week. We just give God all the praise, all the glory. God is an awesome God, and He loves you, and He loves me, and it's so amazing how much He loves us. And so we just need to acknowledge Him and thank Him and give Him praise and give Him honor. Wow, it just overwhelms us sometimes when we stop and think about how much God really loves us. He loves us enough that He sent Jesus to die for us. That's a powerful statement of His love for us. And our job is just to receive Jesus and learn how to walk in victory and power every day. And that's what this broadcast is about, teaching you how to learn who you are in Jesus, walk in the power of God, do what He's asked us to do, and see other people saved and delivered and healed, just like you and I have been saved and delivered. Let's pray, and we'll get right back into the lesson and begin to see what God has to say today. Father God, we thank You for such an awesome privilege to be able to speak the Word out over the airways, to be able to talk to people from a long distance away and yet be right there with them in spirit, because God's Spirit knows no time nor distance, Lord. So we thank You that we can speak a blessing, we can pray, we can call for salvation, call for healing, and it works right where the people are at. So, Lord, we ask You to bless them, we ask You to heal them, we ask You to deliver them, we ask You to save them, and we thank You for it in Jesus' name. We give You the praise, You the glory, You the honor. It's all about You, Jesus. It's all about You, Jesus. You died for us, and we thank You, and we love You. And we honor You. Bless Your people. Bless the people that are listening. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen. Wow, what a beautiful, it's just an awesome day. Scripture says that this is the day the Lord hath made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. So remember that. This day, God made this day. And we can rejoice and be glad, even though sometimes we're going through a difficult situation or we're going through trouble. We can still rejoice in God and who God is and what He's done for us already. And then He's working on the current situation as we speak. We don't sometimes see what God's working on, but He's working. You know Him. You know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You belong to God. You're a child of God. God's working on your behalf. He's doing it 24/7. Every moment he's working in your behalf. We just have to get lined up with it and learn how to flow with what God's doing. All right, let's get back. We're down to point. Talked about new creation. We went to the book of Ephesians chapter 1, and we read verse 4. And let me reread that because I want to reset this up. According as He has chosen, this is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. We're to love God back because of His love towards us. And in that, we know that He chose us before we ever chose Him. He chose us before this world was created. And then it says in verse 5, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, it says, having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. He wants you saved. He wants you healed. He wants you delivered. He wants you at peace. This is what God wants for us. His good pleasure of His will. His will is all those things I just mentioned. That is His will for you. That is His will for me, to walk in the fullness of God. Does that mean we'll never have trouble? No, we will have trouble. Life brings trouble, because of different people that do different things in different situations, and because of our enemy, the devil. He fights against us because he hates God, and he hates us because we love God. So you're going to have trouble, but how you get through that trouble and how you get over that trouble is when we depend on, lean on, trust in, and have faith in God and faith in His Word, and walk in what it says. Then we have victory right in the middle of the storm. Amen. Now let's keep reading here. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, verse 5. Now let's read verse 6. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He has made us accepted in the beloved. God accepts you. God loves you. God made a place for you to go, which is heaven. We can choose that, and we have. He chose us before the foundation of the earth. Now in verse 7 it says, in whom we have redemption through the blood, for the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of his grace, his mercy, his grace towards us. Wow. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. We've been redeemed from darkness. We've been translated into light. Awesome. Now, let's go down now to verse 13. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. In him who ye also trusted. So in other words, when we learn how to trust God, after that you've heard the word, just like you're listening to me right now, you've heard the word of God, the gospel of your salvation, and who also after that you have believed. When you believed in God and you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Sealed by the Holy Spirit. That means the love of God can't be taken away from you. It can't be, because see, there's nothing you can do that will block God's love. There's nothing that you will do that will remove God's love. God loves you. If you turn your back on God, God still loves you. He doesn't like what you're doing. He doesn't want you to go the wrong direction. But if you do, he will still love you. Nothing we do, no sin on this that mankind can commit, will stop God's love. He does not like the sin. He hates sin. But he loves you and wants you redeemed. And that's why radio goes forth a lot of times, to get the truth of God to you, so that you know God loves you and know that there's a plan to redeem you from your trouble, redeem you from sin, forgive you of all your sins, get you saved and delivered and healed and at peace and joy. All that God provided for you and for me, and we just have to choose it. And that's part of our knowing who we are in Christ. That's part of knowing and understanding the power of what God did for us, so we can begin to walk in it. Just think. So I would challenge you, get your Bible if you have one there, and go back to Ephesians chapter 1 and just read the first 14 verses over and over and over and over till you really get it down in your heart. God did all this for me. He did it for all mankind. But he did it for you as an individual also, just like he did it for me as an individual. That is so awesome to understand and know that, just to recognize that. That is the beginning process of your identity in Christ, to know who you are in Christ, and to know who Christ is in you, which means to know what he did for you. See, if you don't know what Jesus did for you, if you don't know what authority and power he's given to you, you can't walk in it. And you can't live the life God intended for you to live, because you don't know. Our heart's cry is to help people know, because we had to learn it. We learned, and we've learned to walk in. We're still learning, but we want to share with you what we've learned so it helps you learn how to walk in the fullness of God and experience what God gave you through Jesus dying on the cross. And that's what this is about. The love of God shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, helping you live the life that Jesus intended for you to live, because he died for you, because the Father loved you. Wow. Okay. Let's go on to the next point. Now we're going to a different section now. This is called Your Identity. In other words, we're going to talk now about, okay, what is this? What is my identity in Christ? You know, I have an identity. You know, you have a name. People know you by your name. They know, hey, that's George, or that's Sam, or that's so-and-so, you know, and they know you have an identity. But you also have an identity in Christ. And we want to make sure we understand that identity so that we know about it. We know who we are in Christ. You know who you are in the natural, but let's find out who we are in the Spirit, who we are in Jesus Christ. So there's two words here. There's an identity, and then there is identify. So in other words, if I identify something, I look towards something, I say, oh, yeah, that's a boat or that's a tree. And by looking at something, I can tell what it is, and I can identify it by what it is showing me. It's a picture or it's a tree or it's a boat. I can identify it because I look at it and I know. I said, hey, that's a boat or that's a tree. Then it has an identity. It is a tree. And I identify it by its identity. And that sounds like a lot of gibberish there, but hang on and you'll see it. Because see, our identity is our name, our character, our personality, our makeup, our natures, our qualities, our traits, our temperament, how we act, how we react to different things, how we don't react. But to identify means to distinguish or to know or perceive, to recognize, to relate to something or to associate with something because I can identify it. You know, just say, hey, that's my friend. I identify my friend. And so I can identify with that. I can associate with that. So we have these two aspects rolling together. So when we know these things, when we know that Jesus has redeemed us, we know that we have a new name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. We know that Jesus paid a price by the stripes he bore that we should be healed. He know that Jesus gave us his peace, not as the world gave us, but his peace. He said that I give you my joy that your joy might be full, that you have a joy that goes way beyond our understanding. He said that I've given you all power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. I've caused you to walk on the high places, not the low places. Jesus did all this. This is who we are. And people like can identify us by our identity. They look at us and they say, wow, man, that person walks. I don't know how they do it, but they don't seem to ever get troubled by stuff. They just keep trusting God and walking on through. That's our identity, and people identify us by our identity. But if we don't know who we are in Jesus, they won't be able to identify us with Jesus. So we need to know. That's why this broadcast is going forth. We need to know. Knowing what Jesus did for us, and knowing that all that he did for us is in us because he's in us, gives us an understanding of that identity. And as we grow in this lesson, and as we just keep teaching week after week, we're getting that understanding, that revelation. Wow, I didn't know Jesus did that. I didn't know that's who I was in Jesus. That's what this is about. So that you can get an identity that people can identify. And Jesus gets the glory. Jesus gets all the credit. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. We identify with him because we have an identity in him. And that's what people need to see. That's what people need to understand. When you get saved, it's not just about getting your sins forgiven and you're going to heaven. That's all wonderful. But that's just to get started. God has a full plan for you to accomplish many, many things. And we need to get this part right so that we can flow with God in a much easier fashion and flow with God in a lot easier ways. And we've run out of time, so we'll get back into it next week. Listen, I do want to hear from you. I want to pray for you. Please write us at Word and Power Ministries, P.O. Box 521870, Longwood, Florida, 32752. -1870 USA. Our email address is info@wordandpower.us. On the World Wide Web, it's www.wordandpower.us. Listen, don't miss none of these lessons. Keep tuning in. We want to hear from you. We want you to be blessed. We want you to learn. We love you. God loves you. Remember this. We are changing the world one life at a time. We pray that you're the next one changed.